Howdy, howdy, howdy.
We are back.
We are back. We are back. We are back. Very long wait that we definitely didn't schedule.
That's true.
We did. That's how we roll. We want to just keep you on your toes, like that person that doesn't call you back and that you're hoping that they will. And then right when you're about to give up on them, they call you back and you're just as excited as the first time you met them. And you're like, what is this?
Wow, what a roller coaster. What movie is that?
Nothing. It's just that happens.
It definitely does. It's happened to me. Mm-hmm. So welcome back, you poop turds. You turdies.
Okay, honey, honey,
poop
honey.
People. Or
you poop mouth. This is another episode of
Potty Mouth Poopcast.
We're your hosts, Carla Serrato and
Sarah Sophia Serrato.
Today we're going to talk about period products.
Woohoo!
Your favorite.
Oh, yeah.
So, before we do that, we have to do... Do we have any correction moments?
No, we are amazing. Okay. We never need to correct anything in our past.
What about... How are we doing? What have we been up to?
Ooh, child.
There has been a lot.
Oh, I thought you said my hair has been a lot. I'm like, has it? I mean, I am warm. Speaking of hair, maybe I'll put this as a poll on Insta. I've been thinking of telling my hairdresser friend if she will just do whatever. Like, give her a budget of, like, between $100-$150.
Wow.
And have her just get creative and fun. I mean, nothing insane. Like, you know, I don't want to be mistaken for a dog grooming episode. But, yeah. I wanted to just have fun, like either like with color or with a cut. I kind of want to do that thing where they shave the sides of your hair.
Yeah.
I want to do that so bad.
That'd be cool.
But it's such a big risk, you know?
It is.
I mean, it will grow back eventually, but it will look really weird in the grow back stage. Unless I really like it. What if I really like it? What if it looks horrendous?
Well, part of the cool thing about those is that if you shave any side thing, you can always put some of your longer hair over it, you know?
That's true. But the thing is that I don't have a lot of hair.
Yeah.
So whatever hair I do have, I love getting like the layers cuts because then it looks like it's I have more hair, volume. Especially since I have curly hair. So yeah, and that's the reason that's making me nervous is because if she does do something like that where she takes a little bit off of for volume wise, then I'm gonna look like I just have three hairs.
Okay.
I'm nervous about it, but I'm also at the same time don't care.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
I've always wanted to shave my head.
Hey,
but I don't think I'm there yet. There's no way I'm there yet. I would need to be at a point in my life where I'm not always hot. Because if I don't like the shaven head, I don't need to wear wigs or want to wear wigs, because that would be something I would really have fun doing is wearing wigs with a bald head. But they make me so hot, even like for Halloween and stuff. Well, in the past when I'd buy little like pixie cut wigs.
Well, that's usually
I always
also
found that
because
so fun.
They're synthetic and horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, but basically anything on my head.
You know, the part of your body that's on top of your shoulders, the hat.
The hat. You bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've bought so many hats in my life, and I keep hats because
there's
brains
inside.
Them. No, because I like the idea of wearing hats, but it's just never been practical for me because I wear it for 2 minutes, and then I'm like, no, thank you. I am boiling in this thing.
They usually are. They're very cute accessories.
And the thing is, you have to commit to it for whatever the event is, because otherwise your hair is just going to be smashed and sweaty.
Or you look like an idiot. Like, why did you bring that hat? You're not even wearing it. You're carrying it around.
Like an idiot.
Like an idiot. Yeah.
We're not judgy.
No, we would only think of that about ourselves. Okay, never mind.
If I saw someone at an event and they
had
brought
this
a hat.
Awesome hat and they're just holding the entire time.
I would be a little judgy. Be like, why?
Yeah. Just put it on your head.
Is it like a cool new purse trend where you put all your stuff in the hole, in the head part?
Yeah, it could be. Maybe they're holding a baby bunny in it.
Oh, that they found. My God. I like where that went.
Yeah, me too. I didn't expect that.
Awesome. Well, cool. That's what's up with me is that I want to.
New hair.
Get a haircut.
New do.
Want to brave it out there. But I want to put it in someone else's hands. Because usually I'm the one taking the scissors in the bathroom sink and just going at it.
It never ends well.
It has several times.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Well, I've liked it. How about you? What's up with you?
Oh, no, there's more things about you. You know, is that all you want to tell?
Oh, well, I mean,
that's fine.
I've packed up like most of my house by now, mm-hmm. and it's all in my garage. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because my mom, well, we're selling the house. So yeah.
You're at a fork in a road.
I'm in a fork in a road, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Anything can happen, folks.
Anything
can happen. So if you want to step into Sarah's life, this mm-hmm. is the moment.
Yeah.
This is the moment. Mm-hmm.
If you want to stand at one path and be like, come with me. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, are you creepy?
And you can say no, and that's totally something we'll believe.
Yeah, so I don't know where I'm going after this. Oh, no, wait, that's a lie.
Yeah.
I'm going to house sit in Colorado for the summer. Mm-hmm. And then going to Van Life Rally in Asheville in September.
Please don't murder us. Or Sarah, just because you know where she is.
Well, like, they can't find me. There's going to be a lot of people there.
Named Sarah Sophia Serrato?
Yeah, they're not going to just... Well, if someone just screams, hey, this, you know what I mean?
No. Okay, yeah, sure.
They need to be cool, and they need to get tickets, and I don't think anyone wants to spend, like, $150 to come murder me.
Okay.
And if they do, well, then, cool. Way to commit.
I gotta give you props, murderer. This was not easy.
Yeah, so that's something else, I guess, going on with me. My dog had surgery. He had a little bubble thing on his neck, and...
He had a bubble. He's a scuba diver.
He got the bends. Oh, God, no, I'm sorry. What, you now?
Me now.
Yeah, you tell us stuff.
Lots of things. What was the last thing that we did? Mexican comes to the suburbs? Mm-hmm. Well, since then, I'm not sure. There's been mostly therapizing, you know,
Queen
things are
therapizing.
Oh, I am being therapized.
Oh,
I don't give the gotcha. Therapizing.
I want a therapizer.
Yep. Since things are being like restrictions are being lifted. Mm-hmm. That's really adding to my anxiety about what the fuck, you know, if we get used to one thing, which is fine. We mm-hmm. It was never in the books or planned to last. Like, didn't want to wear my mask indoors forever. Mm-hmm. But it's like you get used to something so fast.
Yeah.
That now I'm like, where is everybody's masks? Where mm-hmm. are your masks?
It took me forever, and I'm glad. Like, I will rip mine off the second I step outside of a store or my house. If I'm outside within... Like, where people can have enough space, I do not want to wear my mask.
Yeah. Oh, and we should have had like a Minnesota about vaccinations. Because
why don't we do it with this one? We haven't even told them what the topic is. Oh,
I did.
Okay.
Well, we can have another Minnesota really, really quick, like a 5-minute go at it kind of thing. We could.
We're just going to stop right now and...
What? Do it now?
Yeah, let's
what?
Just do it now because it's not out there with a title or anything.
Okay.
So if you're still listening to this point, first of all, kudos to you. Thanks for sticking with us. And this will no longer be the period episode. The next one will be the period episode. This is going to be just a short little, our thoughts on vaccinations and the pandemic and all that. You know what? That actually would be really cool to talk about it because going forward, I would love it if most of our episodes didn't have anything to do or any mention of the pandemic or quarantine or anything like that, just because like 5 years
from now. What about quarantine latrine?
No, that's fine. No. I don't mean like in topics. I mean, if we're just talking, I want them to be evergreen. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So like 10 years from now, it's not going to be weird and people are going to be like, what the fuck are they talking about? Still?
We're talking about the pandemic of 2020. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was really big, you see. We were all really, really scared. Well, some of us.
Yeah.
And some of us said we weren't, but we really were. And some of us said we weren't, and they weren't.
Which one were you?
I was scared.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. Real scared.
Are you scared? Are you still scared now that you've had the vaccine?
Nope.
No, you're not scared anymore?
I'm not scared anymore. I mean, I'm still scared that it's... that anything can happen. Normal.
because of the vaccine or in the world? Like
in the world,
like how the pandemic happened.
Yeah, because the pandemic happened. Look how easy and fast and all this stuff.
Yeah,
and yeah, and you've seen the best in people and the worst in people got out. I'm struggling with a lot of like, what the fuck is the point of living? Why are we even here? We could be dead in a second.
Whoa.
I am struggling.
Some deep stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
I've never had this much of an issue with existing.
Wow. Welcome to my life. Pretty much from like 6, 7 years old. I've had thoughts like that like pretty much on a monthly basis.
God damn.
I know. Why do you always think I'm tired? why do you think I'm always tired? That's what I meant to say.
Because, like, okay, so it's not like I haven't had the thought, like, what is the purpose of life and why are we here? It's not like I've never had that thought before.
Mm-hmm.
It's just never been coupled with ambivalence. Okay. Like, why are we here? I don't really care. If I knew the answer, like, I feel like it wouldn't make a difference. Or, like, I recently lost a friend from death by suicide, and it's really been throwing me off.
Okay. I didn't know you were still struggling with that, because I know that was a few months ago, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's almost like I have this horrible, horrible thought. Why do they get sweet release?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, but then again, it's like, that's my assumption. I don't know.
Well, they are done. They don't have to worry about rent or raising their family anymore, because that's true.
So I'm just, you know, it just sends me spiraling into, why am I here? Why the fuck are we here? And the best answer I can come up with is no reason.
I know I'm here to pet all the dogs. That's truly what brings me joy.
Oh. Yeah, the things that brought me joy kind of don't anymore. The only reason that I can muster to keep going sometimes is just the people around me. And even then, it's like all my relationships need work, all of them. And it's like, I am tired. I am tired.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, now the world wants to like get up and go like we were going before. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Do you not see it on my face that I don't want to fucking go? I want to be here and chill out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to people. I want to look at them in the face and talk, or just we could talk or not talk for hours.
Oh my God, I love it. For anyone who sadly does not know why that was so hilarious, that is a quote from a movie called Best in Show. Look it up. It's amazing.
You know, and then, and I don't want to like, I don't want any of my friends or my family to work. I just want to see them and go on trips and hike and, you know, scoop up some spring water and drink that and like
plant
walk down the beach
gardens.
And plant my own vegetable gardens and eat the plants. And I'm like, do I really want to eat this chicken cutlet? And like all this avalanches of like, what is life and what am I doing and what's right and what's wrong and am I trying hard enough or am I slacking off?
Yeah.
It's just,
I should be caring more.
All of it is just,
it's a lot, man.
I feel like my, you know, like when people in the cartoons open up like a Frankenstein head right in the middle of your forehead.
Lift it up like a jar.
Yeah, you jar open it up and hinges in the back.
Yeah.
And it's just like all of the crap that's never bothered me before is all just like being dumped inside. And then occasionally the lid just like flops back down.
But with all that shit trapped inside.
Yeah.
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 Wowza.
So that's how I'm doing.
Okay. That's all very fair.
I mean, I've never necessarily felt like a very grounded person.
Because you don't live in reality.
I don't live in reality, as I told my mom once, and she lost her shit. Because she didn't know that I didn't know.
She wasn't aware that you were aware. Yeah, it was so funny.
She wasn't aware of my awareness.
Girl goes, because I don't live in reality. And my mom like spins around in her car. She was like, what? She was so shocked that you were aware that you don't live in reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think most of us don't to a certain degree.
Maybe I need to find Jesus.
You need Jesus.
I think I do. Or something.
Carla, even Jesus needed Jesus. So. The fact that we're still here. It's funny that you were we're talking about your friend, death by suicide and all this existential kind of crisis-y stuff. The other day, I was having a really dark day, and I thought, I was like, yeah, I was at that point. Like, what is the fucking point? What is the point? What am I doing? Like, even if I do something really good, really, how far does that reach? And how much of a difference does that make? You know, like... Mm-hmm. What's the point even trying? And it was to the point that even looking at Rogelio, I was just like, you'll find another owner. Like, someone else will love you. Like, well, who knows? Maybe you go find your freedom, just being outside on your own or something. And you know what got me through? So I was like, what's the only thing that makes me happy right now? And I'm like, and barely just like, like any reason to get up. TV shows. Seriously, yeah. That was my answer. It felt so stupid, but it felt so comforting at the same time that I was like, okay, I'll stay for the TV. I'll stay for TV shows. And just from there, like having that little bit of a light just that one little thing to hold on to.
Yeah.
That got me through like the next day and the next day. And then like I found more things throughout my day. Like, okay, it's all going to be okay. Just... it'll be fine.
I recently saw that somewhere.
What?
It was an article, and it was like, okay, so find things that are you look forward to or that bring you joy in any small amount. Mm-hmm. It might be something as, you might think it's silly, but it might be something like, I'll miss the next episode of blank.
Oh, whoa.
And it was like, just hold on to that and just like take it one day at a time or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So that's... very interesting.
Yeah, it felt so stupid and like,
yeah.
Oh my God, like really? That's what's going to give your life meaning right now is watching a TV show? But then again, like it also then reminds me of Friends. Like people make like such a huge deal. I mean, a lot of people love Friends because of, it was funny. Mm-hmm. It's a good show. But for me, it goes way deeper. It got me through like some like even darker times in my 20s. Like I would just... All day long, I would just watch reruns. I'd just be in bed. I'd get up, maybe eat something, lay back down, and I would watch Friends. I think that's why I love them so much.
Dang.
But yeah, I wonder what other things get people out of bed, when they're having moments like that. I'd be curious to know, like, is it a plant? Is it just being like, oh, I get to see this friend this weekend or something? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But yeah, okay, so we were talking about the pandemic and quarantine and vaccinations and stuff. Mm-hmm. So 2020, when the shutdown happened and all that, I was actually like really grateful just because I felt like my life had always needed that break. And just the fact that it was like the world had given me permission to not do a damn thing.
Yeah.
That felt so liberating. Yeah. But then finally I had time to feel all the feelings and think of all the thoughts and just like really sit there with all my being. And that got really heavy too. So, but I loved it. I loved not having an excuse to do anything. And thanks to the government and at this part, to this part of it, I was like the most financially stable I'd ever been because of the help. What's it called? What do they call it?
Yeah. The pandemic relief.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I was in a pretty good space. And then... But yeah, I think I feel that sense of like now that things are opening up again and like there's a rhythm starting to feel to come back. I feel like it's coming back the same, like nothing has changed. Like everything is still like expectations mm-hmm. everywhere, you mm-hmm. know, everywhere you look. It's like, did we not learn anything? We need time to, I don't know.
Yeah. I think you really said it there. Like, didn't we learn anything? I think that's part of what's really messing me up and like pissing me off mm-hmm. that it's like didn't we learn anything? Are we seriously going to go back to the same rhythms of life? Mm-hmm. Can
like working to death and
that's partly why I'm confused. I'm like, well, who makes these decisions? Mm-hmm. Like, who's to say I can't have a different rhythm of life? But it has to be like one of those. Remember when we were trying to figure out the term for this? The term for. And then we kept saying it was a tectonic shift.
Yeah.
But that's not the term. What is it? A quantum shift, I think. Mm-hmm. Well, when there's a quantum shift. and now certain things are normal.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you start that? How do you make a little
people can't see that.
Avalanche? No, a tidal wave.
A wave, a ripple.
How do you start? A nipple ripple. How do you start one of those
Lord.
With people? How?
Just do it yourself. That's really all you can do is just do it yourself and people will see what's working for you, you know? As long as I think that when you stay true to what you believe, to what you think is right,
mm-hmm.
most of the time when you go with your gut, things will go right for you. Whether it's not something someone else would do and they see it as wrong, that's not them, you know? Mm-hmm. So if you're going with your gut, things will go right for you. Mm-hmm. And when things go right for you, those people will see the happiness, the purpose.
The peace.
For you know, that you're living. And mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that they have to do the exact same thing that mm-hmm. you are doing.
Yeah.
But that will, it's kind of like a guiding system where then, well, hopefully they'll get it that as long as they do what feels right to them mm-hmm. and their gut, things will go right for them, you know? I think that's what people will start seeing the pattern mm-hmm. of all the people who are doing the things that are in their gut to do, whether it makes sense to them or not. But
yeah,
it'll be okay. Because we've definitely seen throughout the world and throughout history that you can't make anyone do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the same things won't work for you that will work for other people. So we can't even be like, hey, do it this way because that's what's going to work for you.
Yeah.
So yeah, really that's sure. the only thing is that we can do is just be strong in our own convictions
mm-hmm.
of the way we want to live our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what's coming at me, at least, is a whole, it's like a restructuring of my life and my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
A quantum shift.
You're shifting quantumly.
But you're not interested in changes in me.
What movie is that from? I forgot.
As Good as It Gets, oh. his brief interaction oh. with his therapist. Oh,
right?
He's like, he barges in, help! No, Mr. Udall, we're not doing this. No. No.
Boundaries. He was setting boundaries.
Yeah.
But what did he say to you? What did he say to him? How am I supposed to tell me to ask for help, and when I ask for help, you don't give it to me, or something like that. What did he say?
I actually don't know what he says. I don't remember because that didn't stick with me.
It was something like
his
that.
Reaction was like it was awesome. It
like
was
something. Like, how do you expect me to get better when you don't help me when I need you to help me, or something like that? I forgot what it was, but such yeah. another great movie,
uh-huh.
as yeah. good as it gets. All right, so back to the pandemic and vaccines. So now we're at the vaccines mm-hmm. era. You got one. Mm-hmm. I still have not gotten one, and I'm pretty sure I do not plan on getting one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say for certain that I won't, just because things can change in the future. I might be forced to. I might I might be held at gunpoint. No, who knows?
Who knows?
I will not put anything past our government anymore. I really don't.
Okay.
Maybe not a gunpoint, but you know, something like that.
Proverbial gunpoints.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Or like, and you can't step out of your house unless you have it, kind of thing.
Hmm. Yikes. Okay. I hope to God it doesn't come to that. Well, with the whole, like, quote unquote herd immunity situation, like, mm-hmm. that's pretty much the point, I think, that some people still won't have gotten it and others will have. And
I mean, it'll be enough. I'm not getting mine because I want to fall back on herd immunity. I just don't think that's, I don't want to do it for my body. Like, like just, I don't want that in my body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like people should not be judged and, you know, chastised for deciding what to do with their body, you know, and then like, oh, but it's for the good of the other people. And don't you want to save, oh, fucker. And like, don't you want to save, you know, your, for the other people and your grandparents and other people's babies and stuff like that. And it's like, why are you making me responsible for other people's health? And the other part too is like, I think it's like a little bit too manipulated in the sense of they're like, oh, but we care about everyone and we want people to survive and not die. It's like, there are so many other things in the world happening. Hell, even just the United States, that if they really cared, they would have done something a really long time ago. Heart disease still kills more people. Obesity.
Yeah.
There's still so much shit in our regular food. Mm-hmm. If they really cared, they wouldn't put that shit in our food that is literally killing kids and adults, like everyone, not just older people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't buy it. The whole like, oh, we're doing it, you know, for the good of everyone. It's like, not really. You would have, no. But since there's money involved with the other stuff, you know, they don't want to do anything about it. There's a bunch of people who shouldn't be having babies, you know, but they still have babies. And I don't see them being forced to have their tubes tied or their...
Who shouldn't be having babies?
A lot of people that shouldn't be having babies. The ones that abandon like five children or, you know, mistreat them.
And yes, in your opinion, people... There are people that shouldn't be having babies.
Absolutely.
And most people's opinion shouldn't be having babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. I mean, there's a bunch of kids in orphanages. Why doesn't the government claim, oh, that's for the good of everyone, you know, let's take a generation off of having children, adopt these, you know, stuff like that. You know, like that comes to my mind of like, of why I feel that it's bullshit when they claim that it's just for altruistic purposes, the vaccination. Like, I completely understand that the science of it, like, stops the virus from, like, spreading or from getting at you really bad, all that stuff. I get it. But it's also, like, a lot of science that hasn't been done yet, you know, like, in, like, future consequences or symptoms, side effects is what I mean, side effects. We don't have a lot of information there, so I don't feel like being a volunteer to see if it'll go right forever. And yeah, the part that pisses me off is just how angry other people get at people who don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yeah,
and I don't mean to like, I don't know. It's so it's a really hard position to be. It's a really hard position to be at, to be in, I should say. Because I totally get how I've seen it. I've seen the change in my friends and some of my family who have gotten the vaccine, how much safer they feel and how much stress came off of them by getting the vaccine because they feel safer now. And that's another thing. I would not feel safer with the vaccine. I literally would not. I would feel more nervous, more stressed out. Yeah. So why would I do that to myself when I feel completely fine and not stressed or scared that I get it? I'm not. Like, I think one of my friends asked me, like, aren't you scared of getting it? I'm like, no, I really aren't. I'm really, aren't. I really aren't. I'm really not scared of getting it. If I do and I die, like, I'm totally fine with that. Like, yay, I get to not be here anymore. And two, if I get really sick and have, like, bad symptoms or bad consequences from it, like, that feels less of a risk to me than getting a vaccine. So on that sense, I would not feel safer with the vaccine. And then what came after that was like, well, then why don't do it for other people? Get the vaccine so that you're not infecting other people. Mm-hmm. And then it just comes to that point where it's like, well, if they're afraid of getting it, then they should get the vaccine if that's what they want, you know? And yeah, some people can't get it, but then I'm not responsible for other people's health. And I know that sounds so selfish, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It really isn't. Mm. And I hope some people can see it that way sometimes.
Yeah. You're not alone. There are a lot of people that don't want to get it, aren't going to get it, or like you possibly, that are like, I feel like there might be a point where I might get it. And you're not basically saying absolutely not, not ever.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of minorities, especially, that aren't. And not necessarily for the reasons that you said, but because there's been times where minorities have been the target of mass, like, sterilizations, or, you know, we're told one thing and it's actually another.
That's another thing. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that is another really huge thing, is that when I was younger and I still have hormonal imbalance, they gave me something that they didn't tell me was a trial thing. They didn't tell me it was something that they were trying to see what happened, that there wasn't enough research. They basically used me as a guinea pig to see if it would work or not. And then fact that it was giving me like different symptoms that weren't, like, they didn't know, because they didn't know what the fuck to expect with this new thing that they were using on me.
They didn't tell my mom?
They did, but Carla, that's exactly why they do it to minorities, because we don't know our rights. We don't know what's right or wrong.
Sometimes.
Most of the time, in those terms, in those areas where it's like someone that's more educated, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, now I'm really angry because I realized what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I was, oh my God. That's another reason I just don't trust. I don't trust. Okay. Yeah. So I've gotten to
another
point
level
where I don't trust the government. I don't trust our doctors and
our
healthcare system. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, we all know big pharma, you don't trust them, but the healthcare system, and it's, you know, they go sometimes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of the times. I'm not saying doctors and nurses are all in on some huge scheme. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of us, and it's all across the board, white, black, brown, all the in-betweens, that don't trust the healthcare system because they've had some personal experience or close personal experience to being treated like that.
Yeah.
Where they, for par example, a mother where she had hyperthyroidism, and they're like, well, your options are two things. You get rid of your thyroid and take pills for the rest of your life, or keep your thyroid in, but you have to take pills for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And basically we just kind of like kill your thyroid. Mm-hmm. And those were her only two options here in the U.S.
Yeah.
And she goes somewhere else.
No, she asked for an alternative for like a different. And they're no, because they don't believe other things, you know, other natural remedies, which I understand their hesitance to want to provide natural remedies. But at the same time, I don't, because it's like, if it's natural, then it's not going to do harm. It might not do what you want it to do. It might not fix the problem right away or at all, but at least it won't harm it, you know, if it's natural stuff. I'm diverging, which is just, it comes back to the whole vaccine thing, because again, it's not FDA approved, but here they are shoving it down everyone's throat, saying, you know, oh, but we have science and this and that, you know, that it works. And it's like, okay, natural medicine has been doing that for hundreds of years, where it's like, it's not FDA approved, but here's the actual proof that it works. Mm-hmm. And it's still like so
hard,
not accepted or like poo-pooed on and stuff.
I was really super tentative about doing it. So we talked about it.
Who's we?
You and me.
Ah, yes.
that it's, I basically just, I came to the conclusion that in the way that you're like, well, if something kills me, it's going to kill me. Mm-hmm. If the coronavirus kills me with or without the vaccine, there's that. the vaccine kills me by itself because there's shit in it that I'm scared of, that I don't know, that, you know, like, I'm just trusting the government not to, you know,
murder you slowly.
Then that's what's going to happen. But the chance that it would work and help create herd immunity was enough for me to say yes, because I just felt like, I felt like it was the right thing to do for me. But I was scared. I was scared the whole time. I was like, oh my God. Ah, it was just a scary thing to do. Because when's the last time I had to get a shot? I don't even think I've gotten a flu shot in forever. Like, the last time I was prickled for a vaccine was probably when I was like a kid or maybe like a teen and I got the HPV thing, you know?
A tetanus shot.
Yeah.
Tuberculosis when you worked with for the daycare was probably, you probably had to have a TB shot.
Yeah, but what, I was like, what, 14? Yeah.
I don't think they let you work at 14. You have to have at least 16.
Maybe.
In the U.S., I don't think you can work unless you have a permit.
Yeah, I was just there like a couple hours. I was never there as long as you were. I don't think I even like...
You were there for like a summer maybe, I think.
Yeah, I was just like kind of helping out. Maybe they even made it... Maybe it was just volunteering. I don't know. It was very, very little, and I don't remember getting paid for that.
Then maybe, yeah, you did volunteer. If you remember being that young.
there are those of us who are like, we don't want to plaster it all over Facebook. I'm not necessarily loud and proud about it because it's not...
About getting the vaccine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I'm actually very... I was very trepidatious, and I don't trust the healthcare system, and I think it all could be some huge, like, let's... figure this out as we go, and thanks for doing this, guys. It could all very well be that way. So it's still very scary, and I'm just hoping that it's not, and that placing a lot on hope that it is going to do what it's supposed to.
Yeah.
And that I'm being part of the solution.
Yeah.
And
you're giving it the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I was reading somewhere that the vaccine isn't the solution. It's a big step to helping it, but that what is going to actually do it is like a combination of getting the vaccine and, oh, I forgot. It was like two other things.
Keeping your mask on.
That was another one. Like just respecting, like if you're sick, like don't go into work. Don't go like spreading shit around. And I forgot what the third one was, but yeah, I remember reading that and being like, oh, well, that's something we're not, you know, that's information that doesn't get shared, you know, and at least not as openly.
Big public service announcements.
And that's the part that also gets me really angry about it, is the fact that like all the facts aren't placed out there. It's just kind of like very directed to what they want the end result to be.
Bipartisan.
And that's the part that just irks me, because I feel like we get manipulated a lot in other stuff in our lives, and a lot also as minorities and as women. And it just like kind of compiles into this like point where I'm just like, fuck it, I'm done, enough. And it makes me angry. So it's not, I mean, if this was like another time where, I don't know, maybe I'd had like a lot of privilege in my life. Well, more than now. and just like had like a really awesome, amazing life. And I was having like this thing, it wouldn't probably make me angry. Maybe I'd just be like, oh yeah, sure, I'll get it. Or no, I don't want to get it, but I wouldn't be like angry about it. And I know this will change a lot of people's opinion of me, even though most people know that I would never want to harm anyone. But there are so many people, including some of our very close friends, that do believe that if you don't get it, the vaccine, that you're being selfish person. And that you don't, you basically want everyone else to die. And it just, it's sad because I think that's a bit fed into them from like social media and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, with what I know and how I felt going into the vaccine, are you getting it? Are you not? It's like, because I understand that. It's like all the other ones where it's like, okay, well, I don't want my child to have the rubella or the what, I'm sorry, I don't know what like the other.
Polio
and all those other, you know, vaccines. Like, just like we have to respect that's their decision. And that if you're not going to get your child vaccinated, they're not going to be able to go to certain schools, most schools, then that's their right. to do what they want with their health.
Yeah.
But yes, then they...
With their bodies, not with their health, because it doesn't guarantee you that it'll keep you healthy or not.
Yes. So I'm trying to be respectful of that. And on the flip side, that also means like, well, yeah, then there's going to be things like the government saying, well, only people with that have gotten vaccinated can go out maskless. But then it's like, well, you can't really control how to know who has been vaccinated. So it's, you're in a crowded bar and people might be in there who have and who haven't. It's like, you just basically told everyone they could go out without their mask on.
Yeah, I know in Nashville, when we were inside, I would take mine off. But then again, that's because we were eating or drinking, which is basically what everyone does out here anyway, even if they're vaccinated or not.
So like you mentioned, I feel like there's going to be something, like it's going to progress where they're going to say they're going to start taking away freedoms, quote unquote freedoms of the for the people who haven't. And that's part of going to be the way that they control it or whatever, where it's like, yeah, you're going to need this and this when you travel, or you can't travel if you have this and this, or you have to have a test, like a negative COVID test before you travel. So I think that that's going to be a way to start cornering that population.
Yeah.
Also though, I also don't think that it's going to necessarily, as people continue to get vaccinated, it hopefully it's not going to be as much of an issue. And it's going to be like, oh, okay, well, we have enough herd immunity where maybe it will just become like a lot less of a scary ass contagious, you know, thing that becomes a pandemic. So yeah, it's weird. It's weird because we are literally, our home is split. It's like if it were just took looking at our nuclear family.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like half of us have done it and half of us haven't. And it's interesting to live in a household like that. And you also mentioned this. You feel like it's going to split families apart and friends apart.
It already has. Yeah. Like one of my very good friends. Like, and I felt the change. Back last year when it wasn't even about the vaccine, it was, we had gone somewhere and then later we found out that that person had been in contact with someone with COVID. And so they told us and we're like, oh, okay. So I think all of you got tested and I chose to just quarantine because I didn't want to go get tested. I was like, well, I have the opportunity to just stay in my house. Again, an excellent reason to not do anything. I'll take that. So I decided to quarantine and, I told my friend that because I was like, I went out to walk my dog and there was literally no one outside. And I always watched for that while I was quarantining because I had to take him out to walk. And he asked me and he just like blew up at me about like, you're so selfish. Like, I can't believe you're not going to go get tested. And I'm like, I'm not around one single person. And I'm outside in the fresh air where it's supposedly not even airborne or whatever. And I'm like, I honestly didn't think... No, I still don't feel that that was a wrong thing to do. So yeah. And again, other people might still feel that that was not the right thing to do, but I'm sorry. Maybe just as I get older, I do get more selfish or something. But again, I don't see that as selfish. I wasn't doing anything to put anyone else's life in danger, as they said that I was.
Oy.
Yeah, and that was just over getting a COVID test.
Yeah. Well, it's been really rough.
What?
It's been really rough to know what's right, what's wrong, because we also don't really know what's true and what's not sometimes. Mostly surrounding the news that we get. It's been just this swarms of, this is what's right, this is what's wrong. Oh, I know that person and they are a doctor. Oh, I know this person. Mm-hmm. They're a nurse. And everyone that's been a doctor slash nurse that has had an opinion, it's different.
Yeah.
So.
I knew two nurses that did that still don't want to get the vaccine. And a few, some nurses that were just, I don't know. That's a whole other story. But yeah, there are some nurses and some doctors that don't necessarily back up the vaccine. Or that it's that detrimental to get it or not.
Yeah. little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think it comes, I mean, for me, it doesn't come down to what's right or wrong. Because I want to do what's right for me. Like, that might not be what's right for you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's hard to know, well, what for yourself. Like, what is true, what is not?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not hard for me to know what's true, what's not, or what's right, or what's wrong. Because I know that for me, what is right and what's wrong. Mm-hmm. I have no question of it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's where some of my friends have had an issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it just... I'm sorry. Sometimes I just don't see the world that like they do.
Yeah.
At the same time, I am very grateful to the ones that, if this all turns out to be good, you know, that the vaccine doesn't have any negative side effects and like down the line for the people who have gotten it, and it just does what it's supposed to do, you know, I am grateful for the people who are getting it, you know, because they want to, because they feel safer. I feel really bad for the people who are getting it just because they don't want to deal with all the stops that, you know, like with the school, or because they want to travel, or because the work is like, then they'll get fired or something, you know, from being scared of that. You know, I feel bad for those people.
It's still their choice though.
Exactly. But
yeah, again, who wants to lose their job things? And have to start over again.
So it's
in
like,
this
yes.
economy.
So it's yeah, like absolutely. They do have a choice. Everyone always has a choice, but it's also like
Sophie's put choice them
in a really bad position sometimes where it's just easier to choose that over not having a job, you know, or over the uncertainty of whether, you know, of what's in the vaccine or not is easier to take than the uncertainty of not having a job or the job that they currently have.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my great. God. Yeah. Even you're bored with this conversation. Lovely.
Yeah. No, I'm just tired.
So that's all our stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. So if you're vaccinated,
you can holla. Not have your mask on outside most places.
And if you're not vaccinated, you're still awesome in our opinion, and more of my opinion.
Well, you could be a jerk. Either of these people.
What?
Yeah. If you are vaccinated, you could still be a jerk.
Oh, absolutely.
You could also be awesome.
Yeah, in short, hopefully you are not a kind of person, listener, who will judge people on whether they have gotten the vaccine or not. Because otherwise, yeah, that's not enough information, in my opinion, of forming an opinion of someone. But you know what? I've come to terms that it's a happening. It's going to keep happening. And maybe I'll find my people that way.
Yeah, like the Harry Pitts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Harry Pitt angels.
Mm-hmm. People are going to look at you stupid. Then they're probably stupid. Is as stupid does.
Yeah. And you know what? Not that I think about it. I think only one person has asked if I've been vaccinated. No one else has seemed to really care, because I think again, since they've been vaccinated, they feel safe.
Safer.
Mm-hmm. They feel safer being in.
Well, I forgot what the stats are. You're however many more percent less likely to get it from someone who has it.
Yeah,
if you've been vaccinated.
Well, so, good, yes, good. Because that honestly, that is what makes me feel good, is knowing that there are a lot more people out there that feel safer.
Mm-hmm.
And probably are. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we'll find out.
Yeah. Yeah, I also like the idea that I might be a firewall for bringing it in.
But you can.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I know that. I still can. That's part of what sucks, but that's how other... Okay. That's how it works.
You said firewall, and I thought you maybe you had a different idea of it.
No, I don't think it bounces off my forehead. Some heavy shit for you right there.
Well, we'd like, I mean, I'm very curious as to our listeners' opinions of that. Because again, this is a taboo topic.
It
at
is.
The moment is the,
it
it's
is.
Like the freshest
Hi.
Taboo.
It's the freshest ass taboo. It's like, is this going to be the new thing that people ask for when you're dating? Like, let me see your HIV.
But dude, that it's medical history. You're not allowed to just like, who asks you like, hey, have you had your rubella shot? Like, hey, are you HIV positive? Like, what, people don't come up there and ask you, like, straight
some,
up.
I think maybe in some instances you do ask.
I don't know, man. I'm staring at you because I'm thinking maybe in like certain dating sites, like maybe like the LGBTQ, since it's a little bit more prevalent there, something more to worry about or to be conscious of, I should say, not worry. True, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they're.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't know. Like, if I feel like if I hopped on some dating sites right now. Mm-hmm. And started just like, hey, doing the hookup stuff. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, do you have a clean bill of sexual health? I don't want to be hooking up with you for and have one awesome night and just realize that you gave me chlamydia. You currently, you have chlamydia or whatever it is that is going to be horrible to have. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm pretty sure that's how old I am. where I will be asking that kind of question.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But how?
But at the same time, they don't. How do's? No one is under any circumstance, like under any.
And then when you want to,
yeah. Yeah, I don't think anyone has to tell you the truth, and even if they tell you the truth. Do you believe them? That's the thing.
That's true. That's why you ask for the documentation.
Which also can be forged.
It's problematic.
It is. It's just a...
There's fresh taboo topic.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the name of the title.
Fresh taboo topic.
Fresh vaccine.
Fresh penis. Aw. Basically, yeah.
Basically, how do you, yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Basically, yeah. That's also a good title.
Yeah, we're curious to know what your opinions are on this very, very fresh taboo topic. Are you pro-vaccine? Are you not pro-vaccine? Do you not give a shit? Do you give all the shits? Do you not know what we were talking about and you have lived under a rock for 3 years?
Mm-hmm. Is this the year 2060? And you definitely don't know what you were talking about and you need to go to history class and ask some questions.
I don't think there'll be history classes in
there'll
the future.
There'll be herstory classes. Hardy, hard, hard, hard.
I love it. Cool. Thank you for listening.
Have a shitty week.
That was great. Oh, you started that half like so far away.
This episode was brought to you by GMS Plumbing, traditional values, modern work, serving Chicagoland's plumbing, sewer, and water needs. GMS Plumbing.
Thank you.